So on this episode of the Rogues Radio Podcast, we're going to introduce something a little bit different. People who have been listening to the show for any period of time have heard me talk about the YouTube show, the In the Studio Retro Retrospective show, and some of the challenges and the different things that have been going on with that show. I enjoy talking about movies. It's fun. I enjoy kind of offering like a counterbalance to other people's opinions about films. But I enjoy talking about movies too. And long story short, Lynn
which
and I...
Which never happens on this show.
the long story longer podcast. Yeah. Lynn and I have been talking about this for quite some time. So what we're going to do is we're going to integrate the In the Studio Retro Retrospective format into the Rogues Radio Podcast, so it'll be more of an audio show moving forward. Now, probably once a month, there'll still be a video show. We'll probably still have, like, Jan or other people will still be come on every once in a while and co-host and talk about movies and stuff with us. But, Lynn, you enjoy talking about movies, don't you?
Oh, yeah. That's what my buddy Brandon and I do at work a lot. It's either movies, comics, music, you know, that sort of thing.
Right. So we just thought it might be kind of a fun thing. So probably what will happen is, every other episode of the Rogues Radio Podcast, you know, moving forward for a little while anyway, is we're going to try and integrate the retrospective format into the show. So to give us something kind of different to talk about. We're also going to take the audio version and we're going to try and put this on YouTube and whatever. But anyhow, it might be kind of fun. So we'll see how this goes. So it's so weird because whenever we do the show, I'm always fighting the urge to say on this episode of In the Studio Retro Retrospective, so I can actually say it now. So yeah. On this episode of In the Studio Retro Retrospective, we're actually talking about, Lynn, a movie that you actually recommended. We're talking about Love at First Bite.
Right. Yeah, it's one of my favorite Dracula movies of all time.
Now, Love at First Bite, how did you first... I'm going to be honest. I don't know what year Love at First Bite came out.
1979.
Oh, very good. You got that information on hand. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to give us like a quick synopsis?
Yeah. It was right there at the end of the kind of the disco era, and it's got George Hamilton starring as Dracula, and it has Susan St. James as Cindy Sondheim, who is a fashion model. And then there's Richard Benjamin, who is Dr. Jeffrey Rosenberg, who's actually is a Van Helsing descendant. And it's got Artie Johnson as Renfield. I think he's my favorite part of the whole movie. He's awesome. I loved him on Laugh-In. Yeah, it's interesting, very interesting with the German helmet and peeking through the weeds and stuff. He's hilarious. I love that guy. But basically, Dracula falls for Cindy. He sees her in some fashion magazines and decides to come to the United States to make her his girlfriend.
I think he kind of gets evicted, too, though.
Oh, well, true. Yeah, basically, he gets kicked out of his castle so they can make room for the gymnasts, the country's gymnasts. So, which I guess Transylvania would be, you know, Romania area or whatever. So, yeah, they're going to make the Olympic gymnasts. So, but yeah, it's a comedy. It's very much in the same kind of vein as like a Young Frankenstein, Frankenstein, you know, however you want to pronounce it. It's really, really, really funny, and it's definitely, you can tell it's made in the 70s, just because, you know, the music and just some of the way everybody, you know, dresses and all that. but it's got really great, you know, comedic moments in it, and a lot of the different you know, Halloween type tropes are played out in this. It's not only my favorite Dracula movie, but it's one of my favorite comedies as well.
American slang. Putting on the Ritz. Getting dressed up. Flapper. A girl. Hatsitatsi. Boop-boop-bidoo. Red Hat Mama. 23 Skidoo. What is this? Copyright 1926. Renfield, you bungling moron. This book is as out of date as I am.
So, Lynn, you just talked a little bit about the synopsis of the movie.
Right.
How did you first hear about the movie?
Well, I was a big George Hamilton fan ever since I saw him play Evel Knievel back in the early 70s. Because I remember catching that on TV. And I believe I caught this on TV as well. Possibly cable, it would have been like early 80s. I don't remember seeing it in the theater, cause I didn't go to a lot of movies around that time. Not until a few years later, we moved, down into South Haven, and, usually on the weekends, that was my thing to do, that and go skating. But, this is probably one I caught on TV.
Now, it's interesting because watching this film, I remember seeing it when I was younger. I know I saw it on TV. And I think, in all honesty, I think this is one of the first things I saw that had Dracula in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I was familiar with Dracula sort of as a, I guess, sort of like a Halloween staple.
Right.
You know, I knew he drank blood. I knew he was a vampire, he turned into a bat. But I think this is probably one of the first things I remember kind of seeing that Dracula was in it that I was allowed to watch.
Gotcha.
Because my mom didn't like me watching a lot of scary stuff when I was growing up.
But I got to watch a decent amount of scary stuff because they had like the creature feature on Saturday afternoons. Now, granted, you know, a lot of this stuff was, you know, cut for TV when a lot of the horror stuff I saw. Either that or, you know, well, there's a lot of things I watched that my parents didn't know I watched either, but, that was easy to do at night with the, you know, my little TV and little earphones. So being at the back of the house.
Well, I remember watching this actually with my mom.
Okay.
I think this is one of the first. It was either this, well, it's a toss-up between this and it was one of those Hammer horror films where it was like it had the Wolfman, it had Frankenstein, and it had Dracula all in it.
Okay.
Because I remember there was a really, I can't remember what one it was, but there was where the werewolf like dismembered Frankenstein, basically. Frankenstein didn't last 5 seconds against the werewolf or Dracula or something, but
yeah.
my memories of that are pretty fuzzy. But
fuzzy.
and it's not just the medication talking, because I am still getting over being sick. No, this is one of the first things I remember watching, and it was weird because it was definitely a disco era.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just remember this is probably one of the first things I remember seeing that had Dracula in it. Maybe not the first, but one of the first.
Well, see, Dracula was my go-to Halloween costume back then, you know, when I was a kid. I did the haunted house at the church that we went to when I lived in Utah. It was Dracula for it, and Dracula for Halloween. And so I was a big Dracula fan. Again, my favorite monster is probably, you know, design wise, Frank and Bride of Frankenstein. But my favorite movie, like we discussed a while back, was The Creature. But Dracula, I've probably seen more Dracula movies than any of the other monsters.
Lousy hippies. What do you got to declare over $100?
Nothing, sir.
Yeah? And what's in there?
All that's left of my father. I'm bringing him home so I can bury him next to my mother. That's his passport right there.
What did he die of?
He was half eaten by a lion while he was on safari in Africa. And what was left, the vultures got it. Would you like to see? They chewed away his eyes and his nose and his mouth, but you can still identify him. He's in three rather large pieces.
Next.
So I talked about how I saw this movie with my mom on television. Lynn, you said you saw it on television too.
Right.
I don't know how my mom knew that it was on television or she knew it was on TV and wanted to watch it. Mm. But anyhow, I haven't seen the movie. I have a very fond memories of it, but I have not seen the movie in a very, very long time. But I did watch it last night for the first time in many years. For the people that are listening to the show right now, unfortunately, the only way you're really going to be able to watch this currently is probably going to be to watch it actually on YouTube. It is on YouTube. However, the version I found on YouTube destroys the disco dance sequence because it doesn't have the I Love the Nightlife song. It has something else in its place.
Wow. Yeah, see, I've owned it on VHS and on DVD, and I remember watching the VHS copy, and it was like that. And the DVD copy wasn't. Yeah, it actually had the is it Alicia Bridges? I Love the Nightlife on there.
Right.
So, yeah, I remember watching the VHS copy and going, wait a minute. And then when I got the DVD and it was back in there, I was like, oh, okay, well, that's better. But the funny thing is I got in the car this weekend to drive over to go do some ghost busting this weekend, and as soon as I turned on the car, that song was playing.
Oh.
I was like, that's too funny. So.
Yeah, I've heard that song on the radio station here lately pretty a good little bit.
Yeah.
I listened to I guess it makes you sound kind of old, but the radio station I listen to seems mm-hmm. like they play this song every once in a while.
So, but it definitely that scene, it definitely makes a difference.
Yeah, it does. It sets the tone really for the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Watching it without that, it was really weird.
Yeah.
I had to. So, watching the film today, a couple things stand out. The first thing, for some reason in my mind, I remember the I Love the Nightlife scene actually taking place on a rooftop. But it actually really. Takes place like actually in the discotheque.
Yeah, it's a nightclub. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why it is. For some reason in my mind, I always see them dancing on the rooftop. I don't know where that comes from.
You're just a romantic, I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I do think the movie is funny, and I think a lot of people would probably enjoy it. I mean, I do think it is. I think Young Frankenstein, I think, is maybe a little bit more timeless because of how it's put together.
Yeah, I was going to say, this one can be a little dated at times, but considering that's when I grew up, it's okay, you know, with me. But
definitely, if you're looking for something kind of funny and interesting, if you want to watch something, you know, that's got some good laughs in it, if you've never seen it before, since you're looking at watching on YouTube anyway, it's definitely worth checking out, I think.
Oh, yeah, and it's... Like I said, it's very much in that Young Frankenstein type of humor, and if you like Ghostbusters, you know, that sort of thing. Another one that I think is kind of fun is the Idle Hands. Have you ever seen that one? That's a good, fun, you know, Halloween type movie. It's a little bit more adult, so you know, you're gonna watch it with kids, but it's definitely really funny. And you know, Foggy. On the Daredevil series, he's in that as it's him and Seth Green and oh gosh, I'm completely blinking now. From Dark Angel,
David Boreanaz.
No, that's Angel. That's just Angel. Anyway, but yeah, it's a funny movie, so check it out. This movie has actually a couple of cameos from some TV folks. The Jeffersons, yep. Sherman Hemsley shows up as the Reverend Mike, and Isabel Sanford shows up as the Judge Thomas. So, which is it's really cool to see them in there, and I love when Dracula is flying around the city and he drinks from a wino that's in an alley, and has a bit of a hangover the next day.
Right.
I like ein Gershwein too. Over you.
You all right, Master?
No, I'm not all right. What was that maniac drinking? Tastes like the Volga River at low tide.
Let me help you out, Master. You'll be all right in a moment.
No, Renfield, I'm finished. I'm through. I couldn't even scare a field mouse at 20 meters. In a city where taxicab drivers live in little cages, who's afraid of a bat anymore?
Here, let me help you.
I'm not even a bat. I'm a black chicken. I'm a yenta with skinny legs. Take your hands off me, you myopic dwarf.
So I think judging by the overall tenor, Lynn, I think that we're both recommending that if you've been interested in seeing the movie or if you're looking for something to watch this Halloween that's comedic and maybe a little different or something that you're maybe not too terribly familiar with, that Love at First Bite is a good recommendation. Would you agree?
Definitely. A little trivia about George Hamilton. Do you know where he was born?
No.
Memphis, Tennessee.
You're kidding.
No. George was originally from Memphis. His dad was like a band leader or something like that. He was a musician, and they moved around a lot as a kid, and he ended up out in California. But yeah, he's originally from Memphis.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And he's been playing the Colonel. He's the suntanned Colonel. The Colonel Sanders on TV here lately.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, like I said, I definitely recommend this. And again, if you're a Zorro fan, definitely check out Love at First Bite. That's this movie. Check out Zorro the Gay Blade. And if you're an Evel Knievel fan like myself, check out the Evel Knievel movie that he's in.
Part of me wants to be taken care of, and part of me would like to be a wife and a mother. And part of me still thinks I'm just like an expensive whore who would sell anything from dog food to mouthwash for $1,000 a day. Oh, God. I'm so confused.
You were born in the wrong time, Cindy Sondheim. In the other age, things were simpler, less complicated. Do you remember how many women had nervous breakdowns in the 14th century?
No.
Three.
Why do you treat me so well, Vladimir? I mean, without this face that I wake up every single morning looking for the first wrinkle, I'm nothing.
Do you think of me as special?
Yes, of course.
Then how can you think of yourself as nothing if I love you? Besides, I can arrange it so you never have to look in a mirror again.
I can arrange it, so you can. The second way to kill a vampire, count 3 silver bullets through the heart.
No, Rosenberg. That is a werewolf.
A werewolf? Really? Are you sure? No harm done. The man's all right. This was for a werewolf. No problem. Calm down. Take it easy. I'm a doctor. I know what I'm doing.
So, and I thank you for joining us in this episode of the Rogues Radio Podcast, the In the Studio edition. Again, I'm your co-host. My name is Dave Beatty, and I'm joined by my other co-host, Mr. Lynn Workman.
Hey.
So, Lynn, what are we going to talk about next time?
Well, I know there's a movie that you and I both really, really dig, and a lot of people don't know about, and it's called Hero at Large. now starring John Ritter.
And it's appropriate that you and I would be the ones to talk about it, because I don't think a lot of people know much about it. So
yeah,
it'll be a fun movie to discuss. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. So
yeah, I'm a big John Ritter fan, and it's a superhero movie, but not really a superhero movie, as you'll find out.
Very cool. So I hope you'll join us.